to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Boy Dash all the way from Grenada and tune in to C-Cut 90.3 FM.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simande, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Hi everyone, welcome to Queer Corpse Takeover. I'm Monib.
Yes, and I'm Amal. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Big shout out, thank you, Miss Chris, for having us be her guests at her radio show. I think this is about to be a fantabulous 2 weeks. Don't you agree, Miss Amal?
I agree. And yes, of course, a big thank you to Chris. We're here while she's out of town, and we're so excited.
Yes. Sagittarius takeover.
Yes, that's how it's going to be.
Yep. Excuse me. You can tell we're amateurs at this, but I think we're gonna make it a fun ride.
I agree.
So, wait. One last thing before we really, really begin. There's a little bit of static in my headphones. But Amal and I were thinking for a really long time about what we wanted to do for the show. And yesterday we met up and we're like, OMG, what are we going to do? Like, we have a whole hour to kill and, you know, we're more listeners than talkers. So we're just like, okay, what's the tea? And Amal found an article.
I guess Munib had this great idea.
Thank you.
Yes, of sort of getting to know each other in a way by asking each other some questions that, yes, then we stumbled upon this article, but we actually decided not to read the questions before. Mm-hmm. So the questions are going to be a surprise for both of us as we stumble upon them. See
what the tea is.
Yes, basically.
Yeah, because we were going through the questions kind of yesterday. And we just like went through a couple. And then every time we read the question, it was like, oh, ha ha ha, this is so funny. Like, oh, bitch, this and that. And we're like, okay, wait, we should save this kind of energy for tomorrow instead and just be spontaneously answering on air. But the article is called 70 Fun Questions to Ask Your Friends. Yes. And what better way to take up an hour's time than to talk about each other? Isn't that true?
I agree.
And like also what y'all can take away from these questions. I feel like they're really fun to answer in your own little circles if you're listening at home right now. I don't know. But yeah, okay. Should we dive in?
Yes, I'm ready to dive in. Curious also.
This is going to be really fun. But before we start, I'm just going to plug in. I'm playing at Dacha on Wednesday. So yes, Come by in 2 days for Massi Mugler and Friends Wednesday Dacha Takeover. So
to
come
dance the night away. Vibe.
But yeah, sorry. Now that that's out of the way.
Oh, plug it.
You know.
Okay, cool. Oh my gosh.
Fantabulous.
So we noticed that the article we found had kind of different sections of questions.
Yes.
So we're going to do, I think, a first kind of type of question. And then after the breaks, we'll do another kind of more dangerous questions, I guess.
Yeah, because in the article that we have pulled up right here, there's three different categories of questions, and we thought it would be a good idea to like work our way up into the juicier, kind of like more fiery, dangerous questions. Start off fun and light, and then, you know, get to the juicy part towards the end, so you can stay till the end.
Yes.
If you want to get the real juicy parts, but but yes, take it away, Miss Amal, if you want a fun question, or if you have a fun question.
Let's see, actually. Well, this is going to be, as we said, a surprise for everyone. So yes, we're just going to pull up the article and see how this goes.
Mura, there's a question right here. Do you believe in aliens?
Oh.
Deep.
Or what do you?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've been very much into quantum physics TikTok for a really long time. and I just think it makes the most sense that there's like different, not only different beings of like life that exist outside of our own, but also different versions of ourselves that exist within our own. Like, there's so much layers to like existence that we don't have the brain for, I feel, or the brain to understand the capacity of what that means. But but yeah, I definitely believe in what I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, I of course believe in aliens.
Yeah.
No question. Yeah. I always have. And
yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anything could prove, like, could give me a reason not to believe in them.
To you. Yeah. I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, it's hard for me to believe that, that you can't believe in aliens.
Yeah.
I know that to some other people, we are aliens.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's a really good point. It's kind of a red flag if you don't believe. Or it's like, no, honestly, like, yeah, it's like, okay, you really think it's just us? Like, that's so selfish.
That's
like,
quite selfish.
Yeah. You know, get out of your head, like, girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my gosh. I see another one here. Well, that's kind of in the same zone, I guess. Okay, do you think you've ever encountered a ghost?
OMG. Did you?
That's so hard to answer, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm scared to, I don't want to poke the bear kind
of. Oh, so it comes back.
Right? But I do think I've encountered ghosts personally.
Really?
Here, yeah, and there. I know that there's always remnants around us, but
yeah,
you know, I actually recently read that if you think that you saw something like in the corner of your eye, and when you turn around and look and everything looks normal, there was probably something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't
God,
know. I was the internet, so I'm not sure where I saw that, but you know.
But that's because that happened to me today.
Really?
Yeah, I was fishing for underwear from my bottom drawer.
Yeah.
And then right behind me, I saw like something black just walk past, or just like, it was like, it just caught my attention. I don't even know what it was. And I was like, what just caught my attention when there was nothing there? But then I was like, oh, like, you know, there's, now that you're saying that, I'm like, okay, something caught my attention, and that was, you know, yeah, caught my attention for a reason, I guess.
Whatever makes you sometimes like just flip your head to one side and look, and there was actually nothing, I think.
Team. But, you know, ghosts are not that scary also. Like, we shouldn't be so afraid of ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But we have a guest in the studio, everybody. Yes. Sorry to cut that short. But Princess Mademoiselle Fantabulous Honey Miss Tariq is in the building. Sigaria.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was waiting for my introduction.
Yeah.
Yes, I do believe in aliens. If you don't, you're a narcissist. Well, period. Not narcissist, but you know, it's giving. You're not the only one, girl.
Yeah.
And second of all, I don't know if I've encountered a ghost. I thought I have, and then I haven't, and you know, it'd be like that.
Mm-hmm. To you.
Yeah.
It is like that sometimes, honestly.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
I have this like really explicit memory from when I was in second grade. And it was actually back when we lived in Canada, me and Tariq. We lived here for a year in 2005 while we were in Qatar. Anyways, long story, whatever. But I woke up in the middle of the night and I just kept hearing it's like wah, wah, wah sound. I don't know if that makes sense. And then I kept getting louder the more I made my way to the living room. And then that was it. And then the sound stopped and I kind of saw a white, faint, not like fully opaque, oval thing. But I was really young and I don't know what I was seeing or hearing or whatever. But I remember getting really scared and going back and sleeping next to my mom right after that moment.
Oh my god.
It was something that never left me, and I never really pieced what it was together. But
was it a scary experience or was it just an experience?
I think it was I think it's a core memory for a reason. Like, if it wasn't I don't know if it was scary or not, TBH. I feel like it was just something that happened that I might know the meaning of later.
Because I was like somebody died that year.
Oh, that's true.
You know? Our dad died that year.
Yeah, our dad passed away that year. That's true.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
OMG. But yeah.
A visit.
Yeah. Ghosts are fierce, BT dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like beings from outside of our own. Like, how cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Lazy.
There's evil humans just like there's evil ghosts, I guess. But there's nice ghosts just of like course. There's nice humans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Next question.
Yes. Do you want to check out another question?
Yes. Okay. So from this list here, what is your favorite type of vacation? I feel like I like that question.
Yes. Okay. Do you want to go ahead?
My favorite, I feel like, well, it depends on what you mean by vacation, because TBH, anytime I'm not working, I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. And that could mean like the little free hours I have like in between things. But that doesn't make sense. But like, I'm just like the way I let things go, like the way I let myself go free from responsibilities, I do often in any instance. Anyways, that doesn't make sense. My favorite type of vacation is being at home watching TikToks, watching TV, smoking weed, and doing nothing. Like,
that's a brain vacation.
Yeah, a brain vacation. Mm-hmm. Like even if we're like out on the beach and like somewhere really fun and like beautiful, and I think that's its own thing. But a break from stimulation is like vacation for me, whether it be natural beauty or like people or like, you know, going out and having fun at the club or whatever, like
mm-hmm.
being boxed away from everything, just being in the room, weed, TV, MasterChef, maybe, you know, MasterChef, ANTM,
yes.
Housewives. Yeah, that's my favorite type of vacation.
Okay. What about you? I love that. Oh my God, my favorite kind of vacation. I guess like similarly the brain rest, because I feel like you could be on vacation anywhere. You could
mm-hmm.
travel and it would be in your head going on vacation, but then it ends up being work sometimes.
Yeah.
So a vacation to me is really just like almost like feeling like my brain is in a jar on a shelf.
Yeah.
My body is like clocked out basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I mean, I don't think we should be working as much as we're pushed to work in general.
Yeah.
So I feel like the vacation in general should just be
lifestyle.
Yeah, like basically a lifestyle. Yeah. Like
yeah.
You're,
yeah, that's so true.
I always say I am not a hustler. Like I was not made to work like that personally.
Yeah.
It goes against like my deep inner nature, I think.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah. How about you, Siki?
I mean, I guess my favorite type of vacation, I would say any place where I can meet different types of people and like in the sense where I can be whoever I want and just like create a new, not persona, but like just like be able to be meet people and then be inspired by the people around me and then mm-hmm. just like be whoever I want to be. But like in the sense where I'm like where nobody knows who I am at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, not to be an artist or anything, but, you know, any place that is, like, that inspires me fashion-wise,
mm-hmm.
you know, anything that, where I like, see a lot of things that make me dig deeper or that make me think differently in terms of my work mm-hmm. as a fashion person.
Yes.
Yeah. So your vacation is based around working more?
Yeah, but my work is, you know, my passion. Mm-hmm. So true. It's like, and I don't see it as work. Also, depending on the work, obviously, depending yeah. on what I'm doing that day. But yeah, like anything that inspires me, when I already feel it any time, even when I'm here, when I'm like inspired fashion wise, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm like even outside of like talking about fashion or doing fashion things, I can see myself like being normal or happy, like mentally, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, like.
Yeah. So when you're inspired is when you feel most in, like, tune. Yeah,
which makes
yourself.
Sense, I guess. But, to you know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Spoken feeds like a true
soul.
Artist.
Feeds the soul,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fab.
The soul fine dining experience.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. When the soul is eating.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yes.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Oh, fantabulous. Yeah. On that note, this is the first section already done of this podcast, and we have a little song. I feel like the last thing you said, Tariq, was really a good launch pad for the song that we're about to play for everyone here.
What is it?
You'll hear it when it plays, but I hope you enjoy it when it does.
Okay,
and yeah, see you on the other side of the song if you
enjoy the song.
EXO.
I don't wanna be ungrateful, it probably sounds strange. I really love the role I play, the songs I sing. But with all the fame, the things that seem so simple, suddenly it's so far out of reach. Wish that they could see the underneath. I'm just an ordinary girl.
Yes. Hope y'all enjoyed that. That was Hannah Montana, Ordinary Girl, from the last season of Hannah Montana. I think some of the best Disney work we've seen in our time, our generation, and something that'll stick with us for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. So nice reminders every once in a while.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Miley. Thank you, Disney.
But yes. Ms. Tariq wanted to ask one question before we move on to the Would You Rather round.
Yes. So, speaking of fashion, since the fashion girl arrived at Cigaria.
Period.
Cigaria, thank you. What is the question? What's your favorite outfit?
Oh la la.
Yes. Do you want...
Should I start?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
if you have something in mind.
I feel like it would be something that, like, Lady Gaga wore or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it would be something either from Bad Romance or Alejandro.
Yeah.
And,
more,
you know, any Alexander McQueen moment.
Mm-hmm. I feel like what I got from the question, the first place my brain went to was like, what do I like to wear when we go out and party?
Yes, also that.
Yeah, and sorry, were you done your answer?
Oh, I mean, go ahead, because I couldn't think of the outfit, but there's a lot, you know.
What I was thinking was like how I've made the transition between like super crazy club kid, like. You know, uncomfortable, like restrained, uncomfortable. You know, but like cunty looking, like vibe, more like comfortable, like sneakers, like novelty t-shirts, or like and sweatpants vibe. And I think I prioritized comfort for now for a while, but I'm trying to find the balance between cute, comfortable, like. Cute, comfortable, and fierce cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my favorite outfit would be cute, comfortable, and fierce cunt
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
A girl that can go all night.
A girl that can go all night, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Open hearts and open nostrils.
Oh, girl. yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
I think I'm split into. Half of me really enjoys like a nice pair of jeans or pants that makes me feel like good and like feminine with a nice sneaker or a pump, and you know, it's all about the shape, I think.
To you.
But I also love a nice pump and a tiny dress, which to me is so comfortable. Like, it feels second skin.
Yeah.
I love having the option actually to switch personally. Like, I know that a couple of girls do that. I know you do that too, Siggy.
Yeah, to change your outfit in the middle of the night.
Yes, or in the day. Even in the daytime, I love having a second something in my purse. Like, just in case the mood changes or, you know, something just changes throughout the day.
Where you want to feel different or like cuntier or uncunty or whatever it is.
Whatever it is, yeah. Sometimes I feel cunty in a pair of baggier pants, you know, and sweater, sunglasses, and I'm like, oh, I'm fierce right now.
It's and a mood.
Yeah
I think I would be split in half, between the tiny dress and the nice pants.
That sounds lovely
to you.
And sunglasses,
mood clothing.
I was gonna say, like talking about what you were saying, Muneeb, I used to be the type of girl that's like, oh, if the outfits are uncomfortable, that's the point. But I think I was really young when I used to think like that, and I was still new into like pursuing fashion for myself and like the way I wanted to find, like, you know, moving to Canada, etc. But I think now I perceive it kind of differently, and I'm like, I never want to be the girl that looks like she's trying so hard that she wants, you know, like, I love being cunty and fashionable and, you know, high fashion, whatever. And that is when I feel my best still. Mm-hmm. But I still want to be perceived as, I guess,
effortless.
As effortless, exactly.
Yes.
And even if it did take a lot of effort, you know, sometimes it takes more effort to look more effortless. Then, you know, you have to change your outfit, etc. And then and I also do prioritize comfort now, because, you know, now the clubs are more about talking to people and dancing rather than, you know creating some sort of show when you arrive,
right?
Which is, I feel like, what I really wanted to do when I was like a kid. Like 18, 19.
But
pulling a stunt.
Pulling a stunt, exactly. I'm not a stunt queen anymore.
Period.
Yeah.
But shout out to the stunt queens that
shout out to the stunt
of course.
Queens.
Big time.
No shade.
Yeah. Always inspiring.
Yeah. Always
inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just keep doing it.
Stars.
Yeah. It's eating.
But I agree a lot with you over putting in a lot of effort to feel effortless. like, I think that, like you said, that that comes with time. And like, if you dive into your interest for, say, your interest is fashion, mm-hmm. it takes years of building up exactly what you want to express.
Yeah.
In terms of your artistic expression. And for you, that would be fashion, right? But in order to feel effortless, it's like having a job. Like, when you first start at your job, you don't really know the like what to do, and you just like, you know, like do what you're told and just, you know, put on a show for your manager or whatever so you don't get fired. But then as time goes by, like, no, T, and the manager could be society, like, mm-hmm. firing you. But anyways, but as time goes on, like, it's more like it comes easy to you, it comes natural, it comes normal. And like, you get to understand what looks good on you, what doesn't, what you want to express, what you don't. And like, and then it becomes seamless and effortless. And like, it's just, you get to a stage where you know what you're doing and you know what you look like and what you know how you want to express, and you have nothing to prove to anybody around you anymore. And it's just like,
yeah, you don't have to pretend to know what you're doing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that question. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good question. Yeah.
What's your favorite outfit? Mood. Effortless.
Yeah.
Effortless. That's the favorite outfit.
Effortless. Yes.
Now, would you rather?
Yes. A little backstory. Every time we like are out or anything or hanging out, Amal just comes up with the randomest, most cute like would you rathers ever. And we always have fun like answering them, so we thought it would be like an interesting thing to add to this show today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Off the top of our heads, this is not scripted, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of the point, I feel, of a would you rather, because otherwise you think about it too much and then I don't know.
Your answer is ingenuine.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Does anyone want to ask one?
Okay, can I?
If you blank out, there's a couple here on the page that we could.
I was gonna ask also. Well, not a would you rather, but like just to start it off, I feel like it's an easy one. Would you rather be, outside of like money? Would you rather be, like, would you prefer to be? I feel like we've talked about this before too. Do you prefer Kourtney Kardashian or Kim Kardashian?
Mood.
Wait, who? Kourtney or?
Kim.
Oh.
Or which of the Kardashian sisters would you be? Sorry.
B.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Or who do you identify with the most as like a member of your friend group, for example?
OMG.
OMG, sorry.
That's such a big one. Because I feel like I see my, like, I would like to see myself a little bit in all of them.
Yes, definitely.
You know? What do you think?
I don't know the Kardashians too well at this point. Okay, I was a bit more in touch with them, like, in 2014. So by now, this is, like, the last clear memory I have of them.
Yeah.
I also don't follow them online, so I don't really know what they're up to. But if I was answering 8 years ago, I'm going to go with that. I would say Kourtney.
Yes.
Court.
Aries princess.
Is she the one you prefer, or is she the one you identify with as the, like as the most, like, in terms of being a member in your friend group?
I wouldn't say prefer. I think it's the second thing you said. I feel like in their you family, I would be her. Group. Like,
okay.
Oh, well, want a Kourtney in my friend group?
No, if you are, like, you're saying you are a Kourtney in your friend group, the Kourtney in your friend group.
I think that would be the closest, probably. But I'm also, I'm quite silly, like a Chloe, but she silly, actually?
Not anymore, but she used to be, Kourtney stayed silly, I feel.
Okay.
Slash careless.
I literally love that.
Yeah, and, Chloe just has a stick up her ass now, but I think it's, but I understand, you know, mental health and all that.
Right. Yeah. Kourtney just gives me the most, like, just a girl vibes, and I feel like I'm just a girl, honestly. And she looks like just a girl that stumbled on TV, kind of, or something.
No, it's tea.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's really true.
How about you girls? Who?
I'd be Kim. I'd be a business bitch. I'd want to be a business bitch, like anti-capitalist business bitch.
Okay.
More, you know, like, what's her name? That Dollskill. Like, have you ever seen her page? Dollskill's like CEO person, like,
no,
the person who runs Dollskill. She has anarchist in her bio.
Oh, Okay, yes.
And
LOL.
But she runs Doll's Kale, like that website.
That's kind of
but yeah, I kind of want to be on that vibe, like I want to be that girl TBH, like and I feel like Kim just has a brain, like aside from like who you want to be, whatever, but I think I really appreciate a brain that always tries to make something out of like anything. And I think she is a great example of like finding a way to market yourself to a mass audience without being boring and making money off of it. And even though she's done like, or they have done like some really crazy problematic shit in the past or whatever.
I think they still are.
La-di-da. Every day. Yeah, exactly. But I think there's always something to learn from anybody. Like if you're a true artist, there's always something to learn from everybody, and taking away what's good from other people and then applying it to yourself is how you grow as a person, I think, regardless of who that person might be. But yeah, business anarchist bitch. Point blank, period.
That's it.
You know, discombobulated queen.
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally I would wish to be Kim for sure. But who I identify with the most, I feel like I kind of identify with Kylie in a way, but just because she's the youngest sister and like she's the one that I feel like I saw it in her needing to prove herself the most vibes. And you know, and that she did. But I think, and also being the one that like kind of wants to stay like
young forever.
No, not young forever. I mean, she looks like she wants to be old, but anyways, right? But I feel like for example, she doesn't like spending as much time with her family as much. She always wants to like be with her friends, and just like she seems like she doesn't give a fuck too much. And I feel like I relate to that. I don't really relate to Courtney, Kim, or Chloe that much at all. I think Kendall's kind of like kooky. She's, you know, the most like, I just want to be a normal girl and trying to prove that really hard, and I'm like, girl, bye. I guess I identify with Kylie, but not really, but you know, I guess like she's the one that I see myself in.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways.
Mood.
What about you?
Fantabulous.
Well, how about another would you rather?
Yeah, oh, I think we should dive into that.
I forgot.
Yes, yeah. No, I loved this one. Yeah. It made me go back into the Kardashians. And,
yes.
You know, that's nice. There's something to learn there, I bet.
To you.
Off the top of my head, would you rather... Let's go back to clothes for a second.
I like that.
Okay. Would you rather only be allowed to wear pants for 6 months, half the year, or only be allowed to wear skirts for half the year?
Good question. I'd wear skirts for a year.
Yeah
cool. I think so.
I think I'd wear pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, more like wind freedom. Less, I feel like pants are less constricting sometimes. I also depends on the length of the skirt, obvi. But being in a mini skirt has its own like pressure, and then being in a like a knee skirt is its own look also. But then being in those like maxi skirts, the long ones, it's so like constricting to walk in,
all the way to the ankle.
Yeah, and it gives art teacher vibes, which is really kind. Also, like I really love that look. But I think if I had to wear it for 6 months of the year, I would get really tired really quick. But yeah, what about you?
I would have to go with skirts today, I would say. Because just like pants, there's, and also just like you said, there's so many different skirts. Like skirts are not just down your ass or to your knee. Like you could be switching the length.
That's true.
Could rip the side open. And But pants too, there's so many different pants. I would miss them for those 6 months.
Yeah, I agree.
But I would say, see you later.
I just feel like pants are such a specific style, and there's not as many options as there are when it comes to skirts. And there's not as much playing around area when it comes to pants. That's why I love a good skirt.
Yes.
I saw a question here that I think is interesting. If y'all would be down, but if you could either never have coffee again or never have dessert again, which would you choose?
On my way here.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Never have coffee again or never have dessert?
Yeah.
I would never have coffee again.
Really?
Yeah, there's other caffeine methods.
Yeah, interesting
for me personally. Yeah, but dessert is like dessert.
Dessert. Team. I feel like I would never have dessert again.
OMG.
Yeah. But coffee is, because I feel like other sources of caffeine don't hit as much for some reason. Or, it's just not the real tea, like.
I see.
You know, but it does a good, like I can never be a bitch that drinks Diet Coke instead of coffee. You know what I mean? Like, that can never be me. Like,
right.
Like, and bitches do it back to back sometimes, like, on, like, okay, I'm gonna have my large Diet Coke, like, to get me up and go, like, in the morning. In my head, I'm just like, coffee's from the earth. Like, maybe, like, it has crazy effects on your body sometimes in the long run, but I trust it more than, like not coffee.
Okay.
Or,
kind of mate,
yeah,
some Red Bull,
yeah, some tea, yeah, girl,
a mate, true
tea, you know,
yeah.
but
you know,
coffee is the real nitty gritty, honey. Yeah, it's down and dirty, and it gets to the point. I don't know,
it does get to the point. Listen,
yeah,
I mean, not having coffee would force me to find other ways to stay healthy and alert, et cetera, yeah, which I feel like could be good for me. Yes.
True,
and and also, imagine, like, being at a restaurant, we're all done eating, and we all want to order dessert, and then you're like, oh, nope, sorry.
I'll have a coffee.
Also, I think usually people get, at the end of the meal, like, coffee and dessert, or chamomile tea and dessert, or mint tea and dessert.
True.
So, I guess...
I would do the dessert.
Yeah.
For sure. I wouldn't have coffee after a meal, necessarily.
Dear.
What if you're having dinner? I don't know.
Wait, sorry, what?
What if you're having dinner?
Oh, right.
I want to go to bed after. Anyways.
Okay.
Decaf. I'll have decaf, please.
Exactly.
Mood.
See, that makes sense also.
Oh, there's a yes. So we're approaching the second half of this. wait, but before we go, can I ask one last one?
Yes, please. Oh my gosh.
Balsa, do you know what song you're doing?
We'll see in a couple of seconds.
All right. But I saw this question. I was like, okay, T, would you say you know a lot about art? Or would you say you know pretty much almost nothing and actually you're not even particularly interested in it at all? I don't know why, but when I saw that question, my brain went to like, would you say you know a lot about art or would you say you know a lot about being an artist?
Is that the question?
No, but that's what I got from it. But let's answer that. you answer which one.
I mean,
you feel. But okay. But what do you think? Do you think you know a lot about art, or do you think you know a lot about being an artist?
I mean, I think that's the same thing.
True.
or being an art, I know a lot about like knowing a lot about being an artist. That could be like. Like, imagining what, like, for example, Lady Gaga's life is like. That's knowing a lot about being an artist. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, that's what my brain was going to, too.
Yeah, but I think I know a lot about art. You know, we're all trannies here, so...
Yeah.
We might as well.
To you.
TBH, you know. In order to live.
That's true. I feel like, there's, like, a lot of people who could know a lot of things about art and aren't necessarily artists.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of artists who know a lot about the art that they do, but they're not necessarily art knowledgeable. But
that's true.
I feel like where I would place myself, I feel like I would like Lady Gaga, exactly. Like I like the art of being an artist. What does that mean? What is the perception of like art in your world and everything could be art and nothing could be art, but
yeah, I mean, there's also like just like art education,
yeah,
but you don't actually like, you don't know how to like internalize the art, and I think internalizing art and also being able to express through I guess, the internalized, like being inspired and then being able to express. That's what makes you an artist. Yeah. But there's a lot of people that just know, like, a lot about art, like art history. And it's just like, it's like knowing a lot about math, but they don't actually, like, care or or have any feelings towards any, anything.
See,
you know, like the, like a lot of university kids or people that, I don't know. For example, not necessarily, but for example.
Sorry, okay. Can I ask you for the question again?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, like, zoned out from this part.
Well, we it kind of, like, warped into its own question of, like, do you would you consider your yourself someone who knows a lot about art or knows a lot about being an artist? But
honestly,
I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes sense, I think. Well, I'm definitely not art educated, like, officially, like you were talking about university. I don't have that kind of background. And I'd say I know nothing about art, but I also know a lot. But, and I also, I think even if you do know, you just gotta always stay open to the fact that you don't know everything, like, ever about anything. And
You can only know yourself the best.
Also,
the art of not knowing.
How about we take a little break for a quick song while you're driving or doing laundry, whatever you're doing today on this chill Monday, and we'll see you later.
Enjoy the song.
We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Au revoir.
Hey! Somebody-
Hey.
Hi, hi.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
I think it's time.
It's time, time for ladies. The intro, honey. Time for the spicy, mighty, dangeroso.
So-called dangerous questions.
So-called dangerous questions, honey. If you have made it all the way till the end of this little takeover here, and now you're going to get into the nitty-gritty vibes of the of the inside details of the juiciness.
Meow.
Meow. We're going to be doing dangerous questions and answering something a little...
different.
A little different.
A little different.
A little dangerous.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Does anyone want to start off?
Oh, are they?
How about you, if you want to?
The first question that got my attention, which I would be interested in knowing, or like just like talking about, would be, what aspect of your personality do you think you would need to change the most? And the first thing I thought about, well, immediately, like what my brain went to was like my habit of reading into details that don't have significance to the actual thing at hand. Like having a conversation about something mundane and then someone saying something that could play on like an insecurity of mine or a pre-existing like situation that the other person doesn't know about, and my head starting to spiral like around those details. But anyways, that was ADHD. But long story short is that not reading too much into things, I think, or like hyper analyzing every single situation in my head. I think we're taught that, like, as queer trans people, to like be extra super cautious and super safe and aware of like everything that's happening around you and like what people are saying and like what's an indication of danger and like and things like that. So our brains are always on looking for looking for safety measures, basically, like how to keep ourselves safe. And that means like analyzing situations, analyzing movements, people, words that people are saying, like situations, environments, whatever it may be. But I think it's good to have that grip on safety, but it's also important to remember not to feel like you're in danger all the time, because then it could take away from like you being able to experience these moments with the people around you. Or like, of course, easier said than done, obviously, but I think that's maybe something in my personality that I'd really like to bring down a bit, like just chill and live in the moment and not having to like overanalyze and see everything for more than what it is.
And I feel like being aware of it, like just you saying it right now, is a step towards like checking yourself on it. When you feel yourself going there, like you know that this is a thing to be aware of.
Yeah, trying to have a good grasp on it.
Yeah, having a good grasp. I think there's a line between being aware and then just being overcautious or, you know, anxious, etc.
What would you say for you?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
What aspect of your personality do you think you'd like to change the most?
I would say, you start, Miss Amal.
Okay, I'll go. Well, I guess what came to my mind right now, hearing this question, is maybe not an aspect of my personality that's like, an everyday aspect. It's not an aspect like that's always there. Definitely, it's something that comes and goes, like cyclically a bit. I don't know how to say that word, but it would be self-doubt, kind of, but to a level that's really not necessary sometimes. And it's not something I live often, but it's what I thought of right now because I'm going through a little self-doubt moment. It's been like a month maybe. So if I could get rid of that, honestly, it would probably change my life. Because the like months that go by where I fully don't experience self-doubt like to this level, I see the difference in my life and just mm-hmm. how I am and how I speak. My voice comes from a different place in my body, I feel, yeah, almost. Like,
literally, I get that.
Right. So that would be mm-hmm. something I would change about my personality.
Yeah. To you.
Self-doubt. Yep. I think for me... Oh, what were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say that's really cool analysis also.
Oh, thank you.
Or, yeah. But, sorry, I didn't mean to...
Yeah, carry on.
But yeah.
Carry on.
Carry on. I think for me, in terms of what would be something I want to change about my personality, but it's also something I've heard from other people, is my I'm kind of, I don't know if the word is avoidant, or not avoidant necessarily, but I kind of just like or careless or etc. That could, I think it also has a lot to do with my ADHD, for example, but just like not taking things so seriously, mm-hmm. And then people around me, like, are taking it seriously. And then I'm just, like, to me, like, in my head, it's just, like, not that deep vibes. And then I kind of just live my life based on that. And then, mm-hmm. like, for example, like, you know, like, for example, I'll cross the street on a red light if there's no car. And I feel like I've been clocked on that a few times.
Yeah.
And I'll
living
just be like,
dangeroso.
Yeah. I live my life in the whatever thing. And I think... But I can also see how it negatively affects me. And then, you know, I find myself in places where I'm like, if only I did this, you know, I wouldn't be... Like, I lost my wallet recently, and I knew I could have put it in my purse, but I put it in my back pocket because I was lazy. Mm. And I wanted to find the shortcut, and I was just like, whatever, right? And then here I am with no wallet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But yeah, and then it's also about learning moments where I'm just like, I don't care to do this or learn this or do that, or, mm-hmm. you know, that's like somebody else's learning expertise. Moment or problem or expertise, exactly, also. And then I find myself needing to know certain things, like, I don't mm-hmm. know. Yeah, like, this is not as important as people want it to be, but then it actually is. And then, mm-hmm. yeah, it's like, should I give an example?
Yeah, if you want.
Well, I was just going to give an example of, like, for example, in my styling work where I was assisting for somebody, and then they kept clocking me on the way I was hanging the clothes. And they're like, usually when somebody's assisting, this is what they do, and this is what they don't do. Mm. And like,
someone said that to you?
Yeah, it was at a shoot. And not, oh, wow. This is what they do. This is how they usually hang it. In a nice way. They were really nice about
okay,
it. But, but I've always, like, when I style, I'm just like, whatever, like, I'll put my clothes on the floor and I'll just lay it out and in order for me to see it. And that's just how I imagine myself to keep going. Like, who cares, right? Like, whatever. But yeah, anyways.
I see.
Yeah. I need to not live my life in the whatever. I love living my life in the whatever. I think it's a blessing and a curse. Also,
yeah,
I was gonna say, but
I think you can find also the balance between, like,
yeah,
not, you don't have to like switch all the way to caring way too much about things.
Yeah, you can live your life in the whatever, but don't be irresponsible.
Mm. I think it's good to have a little bit of whatever in your life sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I think I hope I stay like that forever, but
yeah,
at the same time, I want to gain some responsibility.
An edited version.
Inshallah.
Yeah, edited version, yeah. Exactly.
What about you, Miss Amal?
Well,
what else?
Would you like me to read a different question?
Maybe we answered it already. That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right.
Let's see. I love this one, let's not answer it. But
what is it?
It says, should I get bangs?
Lord.
I love it. I don't know.
I want bangs. I've been wanting bangs forever.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do they say here? Dangerous questions.
Do you actually like Sally Rooney's novels? What the fuck is Sally Rooney?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sadly, I wish I did, but...
Oh, do you feel like you maybe post to social media too much or no?
Oh.
I don't post enough.
At this point, no. There was a time where, yes, but... At the moment, I feel like I could post a bit more.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm like social media just sounds like a chore now.
Yeah.
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 Except for stories. Stories are fun and I just post. Yeah.
I agree. I love stories. Yeah, it's so lighthearted.
Yeah, it's so lighthearted. But I feel like for a post, like, there's the overthinking part aspect of things of like, is this good enough to post? Is this forever, you know, for people to see forever and like, or like just to be on my feed, whatever, whatever. It's also because the way I perceive social media is work now. And I think that's what changed about social media for me.
I remember before stories when all you could do is post.
Yeah, I miss that.
People did not overthink them at all. Like I would post 10 photos a day, if not 15. And
why not?
It was really lighthearted. Yeah. I think also there was not the work aspect about through social media at all yet. Mm. Like I'm thinking 2013, 2014.
Uh-huh, exactly. When you just post like your tongue out and like a peace sign.
You know, anything that you thought was cool that day or stupid or whatever, take it easy.
I saw a tweet that was, and I said this before to y'all, but that Instagram is now just a LinkedIn for creatives.
Oh.
And it's so true. But I'm trying to work like my way back into like it being just general shit posting whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, not caring about what I post. But I often find that the more you don't care, the more people like to see that.
Of course.
Like, so I don't know. I don't know if I would post less or post more. I would like to, like, stay in the, like, I'll post when I feel like posting zone. And that could change based on every day of the week or whatever. Some days I'm, like, crazy, like, big, happy, caffeinated girl and I'm like posting a million different stories and I love those days because all the things I'm posting are like a result of like that caffeinated extra craziness
And it's genuine
days, yeah
I feel like people can pick up on when it's genuine you're posting
yeah.
Oh, sorry, but other days you were saying.
But other days it's like not as like I'm not in the mood as much and then I just don't post as much but I take posting or like stories or whatever as another form of expression like I don't know why but
that's good
like that's yeah like mm-hmm. like how can people learn more about me through like memes and jokes and like whatever it may be and every day it's a different mood so I feel like I try to find every like things to post based off of that mood but personally I gravitate towards stories to do that like you said Tariq posting like actual on the feed takes a lot of mental work like and I hate that we're at a stage that it's like that
on
like, and I refuse to get on TikTok
get on TikTok oh my god okay so the solution to all your problems everybody is to get on TikTok I'm sorry but don't it's so it. True like there's well obviously it's just another social media whatever but it's such a good algorithm like it's such a good like people just like really value like being yourself and like you in your natural state like you know like I don't know like undone like in your stained pajamas like and in your living room with your hair looking all crazy and your beard all out and like just the, I don't know the like and just you in your natural raw state of things like nothing try hard nothing trying to look like that what you're not giving or like and people value but, that and I think that's
but the
not...
more people get on it we'll eventually get to where Instagram is and then it'll become a LinkedIn for artists too how about we just keep working on Instagram and get back to the original you know don't give up and make Instagram fun again and
I fully agree with that I personally
team
I haven't stopped using Instagram the way I did 8 years ago I'm literally still there except I don't really post like posts
okay
but I really try to treat it as if there was no updates on it.
Period. As it should. I made a Finsta to like do that, but I think like just the app itself, looking at it alone, I'm like, ugh. Like, what message am I gonna do? Am I gonna see now that's gonna like change my mood? You know.
Right.
Anyways.
Oh, that was a cool question.
Yeah, I like that question.
Well.
Hmm.
I hate to say this, girls, but
it's been lovely.
Weep, Anya.
It's, don't miss us too much.
Yes, this is actually the end of our show today.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed hanging out with us on this chill Monday, you know, taking it easy.
Yeah.
And just between the girls. And
yeah.
Again, a huge thank you, I want to say, to Chris for inviting us to be here today. It was dreamy, honestly. And also thank you to Siggy for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. She entered the studio in such a cute way. Anyway.
Well, tea.
But yes, yes, shout out to Chris and... Yes, yes. In honor of Chris and Bubbly. Yes.
Yes. And hope, Chris, if you're listening, you're having fun in Europe, honey, with Miss Diana.
Yes.
And
she's been working hard.
If you're still listening, come to Dacha on Wednesday again. Yeah. We will see you there, hopefully. Uh-huh.
And see you next Monday here at 6 p.m. also.
Yes.
CKUT. Yes.
90.3 FM.
For more ADHD and self-reflective work.
But, never mind.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we'll be more prepared next week, but I'm not really a part.
Welcome to Dragon Root Radio, feminist waves brought to you by CKUT and the Center for Gender Advocacy. The Dragon Root Media Collective aims to bring you feminist content that challenges interlocking systems of oppression and makes space for voices systemically silenced. Dragon Root understands media as being inherently political and emphasizes media skill sharing as a form of resistance. We meet every other Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Center for Gender Advocacy and welcome anyone interested in learning or producing feminist media to join. No skills required. Welcome to Dragon Root Radio. Today we are bringing you an archive from the vault. Welcome to Dragon Root Radio. On today's show, we spoke with Hannah Harris-Sutro and Marika Hendricks on their event, Quarantine Somatic for Queers. We spoke about the event itself, embodied healing, and activism.
So my name is Hannah, and I'm a somatics practitioner and facilitator who has been doing support work in Montreal's mostly queer communities since I first moved here in 2006. And at this point, for the past about 5 years, my work has been mostly working with one-on-one clients and groups to do change and transformation and healing.